Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
But I want to talk about becoming a mother, okay? Because it can be a very exciting and a very happy time of life, of course. But when that's the ideal that we're sold, we can sometimes feel lost when the expectation of motherhood meets the reality. This is something that my next guest discovered when she experienced motherhood for the first time, and it's something that she believes we should all be more aware of. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Jen.
It's great to have you on the show. So, Laura, this is something that will resonate with so many people. Why do you think we need to talk about motherhood more?
Where do I begin with this answer, Jen? I think you touched on it there. When I became a mom almost 8 years ago, everything I had heard about motherhood is this is going to be the most amazing experience of your life. So I was excited. You know, I kind of imagined, yeah, there'll be sleepless nights, there'll be all of that. But I was at the peak of my marketing career, was really excited. And without going into too much detail, for me, my reality did not match that expectation.
Okay.
And I felt completely alone. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was the worst mother in the world, and I couldn't see anyone else that was sort of maybe sharing a perspective on motherhood that was not the ideal, you know, that beautiful picture that's painted. So I suppose I think it's really important that we start talking about all realities of motherhood, not just the positive, so that one, mothers feel less alone. Two, they recognize they're not doing anything wrong and there's no shame. And three, when we start talking more about it, that's when we're going to start getting the support we need to make motherhood a little bit easier.
And it's kind of normal.
Oh, it's completely normal.
Like, I mean, when I think of my circle of friends and my sisters and anybody I know, any mother I know, there is always a period of doubt.
Yeah.
Delusion, tiredness, a little bit of mentalness in there, you know, a little bit of losing the rag a little too easily, and all these mixed feelings. And obviously we all have to remember that our hormones are all over the place as well. So there's a physiology side to it as well. But do you think we're getting better at talking about it?
I don't think so.
Wow.
I suppose in part of the work I do, I'm a life coach for mums. So I talk to mums every day, and I've supported almost 4,000. And there's still a massive fear of sharing how we really feel.
Okay.
There's a bit of a, if I share that I'm finding it hard, does that mean I'm ungrateful? If I share that I get frustrated with my children, am I a bad mother?
And I think look like a failure?
We can feel all of those things and be a good mother. So I think we're getting a little bit better. But from the mums I speak to every day, there's still a fear, which is why it's really great that I did this research that we might talk about in a minute that really illustrates actually, this is the reality. A lot of mothers are really, really struggling, which is really sad. But we need to start talking about that and being more honest, because they say there's never been a harder time to be a mother. And I sort of believe that, because if you think about it, the expectation has never been higher to do it all. We can do anything. We can't do it all. There's never been a harder place in terms of social media and this false narrative of what it should feel like. And then that's layered with everything else. The question is probably, why wouldn't it be hard? Because it's a really challenging time to be a mother.
Okay. You said you supported 4,000
mothers? 4,000 mothers, yeah, over the last 2 years.
Okay. Is there not a running theme, but what is the common denominator? Like, what are they saying?
The first thing is they feel completely alone. Okay. So they'll tell me something and they're almost waiting for me to be shocked. And I'm like, yeah, everyone feels like that. The second is they're completely exhausted, overwhelmed, depleted. They're all stuck. It's sort of like we're on the treadmill, but we can't get off. There's a real sense of, I don't really know who I am anymore. I always ask, if you had a free hour to yourself, what would you do? And they're like, I actually don't know. I kind of sit and procrastinate for an hour and then I beat myself up. And massive feelings of guilt. Whatever they're doing, I'm doing it wrong. I'm not doing it enough. It's the shoulds. I should be doing more. I should be doing this. And that's all nonsense. There's no shoulds in motherhood. No shoulds.
Can you tell us a bit about your own story and what set you on this path?
Yeah. So I suppose, as I said, I became a mom almost 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. To picture it, I was at the peak of my marketing career. Life was good. Suddenly, little Leo arrived into our world and he'd severe silent reflux. And I remember even the moment he was handed to me thinking, this is not what I thought it would be. Where's this gush of love, right? I'm not feeling it. So I must be doing something wrong. So fast forward over the next few months, he was really sick. Anyone that's listening now and have experienced silent reflux, their stomach is probably doing a knot, cried all the time, like woke every 20 minutes. I was feeling more and more unwell mentally.
Yeah.
But I kind of kept putting it off, going, I'll take care of me when. I'll take care of me when. Fast forward, when he was 10 months old, got to the stage where I was so mentally unwell, I checked myself into a psychiatric hospital, which sounds very dramatic, but at the time, it's what I needed. And when I got in there, initially they were like, oh, this is postnatal depression. But having been reviewed for 2 months, they're like, this isn't postnatal depression. We don't know what this is. So I was discharged. And in a nutshell, I spent the next 3 years rebuilding my life. My career had fallen apart. My life had fallen apart. I felt like the worst mother in the world, as you can imagine. And then I thought, wait a minute, I need to do something with this. I can't be the only one. Like, that hospital was full of other mums. So that's when I decided to turn it into something different, change my career and set up Mind Mommy Coaching, because I don't ever want another mother to experience what I experienced. And I believe there are ways we can feel better, but nobody's talking about it, Jen.
It's so sad.
It's so sad.
Okay, let's go back to the survey.
Yeah.
And what did you find in the survey?
92% of mothers, so this was over 2,000 mums across Ireland and the UK, 92% of them said they have struggled with their mental health since becoming a mum.
Okay.
Which is really sad, but not surprising. 90% said they've experienced increased feelings of anxiety. Where do we begin? Over a third, this is really sad, said they have even for a moment regretted becoming a mum, because it's not what they imagined.
Yeah.
It's much harder. They're not getting the support they need. That's probably shocking for you to hear, but I hear this all the time. And with that comes massive feelings of guilt for feeling it. The usual that we hear, the unequal mental load. But the saddest is the feelings of guilt. I think many of them were saying they go to bed every night feeling guilty because they don't feel like they're good enough. And it's so sad, Jen. It's so, so sad.
Just got a text in, 6 weeks post-birth, and this segment has me sobbing because it just resonates with me so much. So thanks so much for doing it. Well, I'm glad we can facilitate this and have you in. Do you know what kind of struck me in our conversation so far is you said it's harder now to be a mom than it was years ago. I'm thinking back to my mom who had 6 kids, you know, back then. However, she had a community around her as well and a lot of support in other ways. And that is support that probably, you know, we don't have today.
Yeah.
And then the social media, we always talk about social media playing a factor on teenagers' mental health and young people's mental health, but young mothers and those pressures that comes with it. Tell me about the unequal mental load and what that means.
I think that's huge. And that's a word that's used all the time. And it's sort of almost pegging the men against the women. But I think for women, it's so much more. It's the mental load of, it's not just the practical things that we're thinking about every day. You know, the to-do list. Oh, God, are the lunches made? Is this done? It's the load of feeling like you're not good enough. And, you know, this is a sweeping statement and not to generalize men against women, because I'm sure men and dads experience the mental load as well and find it hard. But I think the difference with women is we are incredibly vulnerable, and it's important to call that out. So when we become mums, this is the best kept secret. If anyone has heard this for the first time, hold on. We go through a process called matrescence, right? That's like adolescence, but for mums. So just like adolescence, we're incredibly vulnerable. We're at our most vulnerable from a psychological perspective for up to 10 years. So that is the difference between men and women. We're also going through postnatal depletion, which can last up to 2 years, which is the recovery from pregnancy. So we've all of that going on as well, plus the mental load, plus our careers, plus motherhood, plus, as you've said it there, this extraordinary pressure from social media to be the perfect mother. And you've tipped on it there. The village is gone. Mm-hmm. So yes, our mothers absolutely had challenges, but I think it was very different. The pressure today is unsustainable. And I think that is what's driving this massive mental load that is completely depleting mothers.
What have they discovered in Germany and are now doing for mothers?
Oh, Germany.
Tell me about Germany.
Pack our bags, Jen.
Are we going?
In Germany, right, when you have a baby, they've basically done research that proves if we invest in the care of our women during this really vulnerable time, the postpartum period, their medical bill will reduce, which makes sense. If you have a baby in Germany, they send a midwife for, I'm not 100% sure, I think it's up to 8 weeks to your home for a few hours a day. And she is there to take care of you, take care of the baby, or provide practical support or advice. Can you imagine how different our postpartum experiences would have been, Jen, mm-hmm. if we had that? Mm-hmm. We were handed a baby, best of luck, see you in 6 weeks, and that's it.
I'm pretty sure years ago in my mother's day, there was a place run by the nuns in Dublin that they used to go to after the hospital. And by the way, they'd be in hospital for no less than 7 days.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, we're out. Some of us on the same day.
Yeah.
Right? Some of us on the same day. They would go to this kind of hotel slash hospital slash for mothers and babies, and they would organise dates with the other half, and they would look after the baby, and they would mind you. I'm pretty sure that happened in the 70s in Ireland. Obviously not anymore.
We need that back.
We need that back. Get
Bring
on to
it
the
back.
Nuns Get the nuns onto it. Yeah, I, do you know what? It's funny because when you say it now, I remember going to those classes, you know, those classes in the hospital before you have your baby, about breastfeeding, all that kind of stuff. And I remember the midwife laughing at us, going, you do this to yourself. You're in and out of the hospital. You're back to work in a couple of months' time. And she said, if I give you one piece of advice, just take the time. Take the time. In the hospital if you can, at home if you can, and just let it sit with you for a moment. Because everything is like, okay, what's next? What's next? There's so much, as you said, to do and to get done. Tell me about the Mind Mommy coaching. What do you do for people, and how can people get in touch?
Yeah, so Mind Mommy coaching is really like my fourth baby. So I've three kids, just to finish that story. I went down to have two more children, which is a happy ending.
Amazing.
So I'm a life coach for mothers, and it's all about helping mothers at whatever stage of motherhood, because as you know, every chapter brings a new little challenge, doesn't it?
Sure
to
does.
Get clarity on what are they finding hard and how can I navigate it? So it's all about prioritizing mum, giving yourself permission to take care of yourself. And I don't mean bubble baths or walks or deep breaths. It's more about, what do I need and want? How can I give myself permission to do it so that I feel less stuck, less overwhelmed, less anxious, so that I can just live a happier life? And I don't have a magic wand to take away the challenges of motherhood. I wish I did, but I believe if we are taken care of, if our reserves are higher, then we are best placed to be there for our children and to navigate the challenges of motherhood. And that's exactly what I try to do at Mind Mommy Coaching.
Amazing. Well, thank God for people like you. A lot of texts coming in on 51552. I think this chat has resonated with a lot of people. And if people want to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
Come and say hi on my Instagram page, Mind Mommy Coaching. Mothers will feel like you, and I always give some tools to help you along the way.
Deadly. And I will definitely share that on my page as well. And you can get in touch if you want to. But I just want to say, if you are feeling down after birth of your baby, you must, of course, go see your doctor, because it could be postnatal depression, which will need to be dealt with medically as well. But I suppose what we can take from all of this is that without postnatal depression, the beginning of motherhood can be a really difficult time to navigate. And maybe we all need to understand that a little bit better and support each other a little bit more. Laura Guckian, thank you so much for coming into studio today. Lovely to chat to you. And we'll be back with more after this.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.